We're former Fantasma's doing the exhibition design. It's going to be amazing. There's some new work and some connecting all the bits and bytes from the 90s, where I did a lot of chemistry, a lot of invisible process work. And it's funny to see them together. It's like, oh my God, Cicely, you were determined from the very beginning, you know? Because sometimes you tend to forget, you know, what did I do actually in the, you know, 1990, you know? And then someone in Oslo had been collecting all my sketches. And I look into it and I say, oh my God, this is amazing. Did I think that at that time, you know? And also this whole pandemic, you know, what I've been doing is literally rethinking, remembering, recording my 25 years of work.
Yeah.
Being out in the field has been more important for me than to have a website, you know?
Yeah. That's so tricky because you have to record your work and archiving is so important, especially for an artist like you who has worked with, you know, gosh, climate change, language, injustice, functional smells, chemistry, the body. You've worked with so many themes.
Yeah, but it's called life, you know. And you know, every smell I do is heritage or preservation of a kind because the smell in next second is different. So I've also done a lot of work on emotional artifacts, smell artifacts, 3D objects.
That reminds me, actually, I wanted to ask you to speak a bit about your work with the city of Detroit. And I just came across this pretty recently when I was doing some research for this chat. So
yeah, I'm Broad, Broad Museum and the Ford Foundation. So we are building a permanent archive on life in Mexico town and Little Island. And it's going to be a permanent collection. And it's looking into language, street language, and poetics and Motown. So I'm working with a lot of poets and musicians to record real life in the street before those respective neighborhoods will be gentrified. And they decided, because they found it so important what I did there for the Broad Museum, they found that so valuable, they offered a whole floor for the archive when the building will be ready. It's a process. I'm on the board of the Science Gallery in Detroit. So we are moving towards to make a physical entity to keep all that information that I worked on for a year and to continue it also. Yeah.
Super cool.
But for that specific project, we looked into the area around the station where they're going to renovate now. Ford took it over and it's become a kind of tech park. So very much of that surrounding there will be gentrified. You know, not only I work a lot, but also a lot of what I do will also slowly be placed back in the world where I kind of did my research. Also, I'm building up a big bank of molecules in the next to the seed bank in Svalbard and Spitsbergen in Norway. Yeah,
that's very cool. Wow.
Yes. So that's also a very interesting project I'm working on at the moment with the Norwegian government. And then we are looking into various other issues in Scandinavia with relation to climate change, with Greenland and Svalbard and Iceland, and, you know, to join the forces up there and try to do research in a different way to make this topic of weather and climate change accessible for people, you know. Words don't do it anymore. And images, we are tired of it, you know. So bringing emotion on stage is essential to action. What smell does, as we just said, it adds joy and play to the topic. And that is so essential for change of the rhetoric and to have one confirm the issues of concern with a different mind. All this bad rhetoric that we are now so sick of does not do it anymore. We need to change the mood. And it's possible, you know, again, being children towards the issues. Curiosity and emotion is important to learning and to change.
Well, Cicely, as expected, that was a really fascinating talk, and I am very grateful to you for spending so much of your time with me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're listening to Perfume on the Radio.
On Lookout FM.
If you're just tuning in, that was Cicely Tolas, Norwegian-born artist based in Berlin and the hardest worker I know. For more information about Cicely, please consult a search engine near you and prepare to spend some time reading through the results because she has a very extensive practice. And as a final reminder for those of you based in Norway or ready to travel there, Sissel's solo exhibition at Astrup Fearnley Museum in Oslo takes place from October 2021 to January of 2022. If you can go, please do. Okay, it's time to wind down our sixth episode of Perfume on the Radio, which we called The Sissel Show for perhaps obvious reasons. Now it's time to thank some people. Credits for this episode go out to Maxwell Williams for the snappy title music, Stephen Rimlinger for the melodic interstitials, and Cameron and the whole team at the very awesome nonprofit radio station Lookout FM.